Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 16, 1952, through the pages of the Barbados Advocate, Barbadians learned of a tragedy that had occurred at sea 4 days earlier. It was the loss of schooner Captain Hilary Clark, skipper of the Emmeline, which was on its way from St. Lucia to Barbados. However, according to the report in the Barbados Advocate, the alarm was raised at 1 p.m. on July 12 that Captain Clark was overboard. Crewmen aboard the Emmeline quickly lowered the lifeboat, but the captain could not be found. James Rice, mate on the Emmeline, immediately took command of the vessel and brought it into Carlisle Bay. For Rice, that was the second tragedy in 2 years. He was aboard the ill-fated Gloria May, which sank en route from British Guiana to Barbados. The fateful voyage of the Emmeline started in British Guiana, where the vessel, which had been springing leaks, was due to have repairs. Ship's carpenter George Hinkson went down to Guyana with the vessel to execute the repairs, but there was no room to dock. The vessel was reportedly taken to the mud flats in British Guyana, where some of the holes were plugged. Leaving Guyana with a cargo of wood, the intention was to place the vessel in the dock for repairs in Bridgetown, but they encountered heavy seas, forcing the vessel to use its auxiliary engine. But the engine power would not last very long because they ran out of fuel, eventually making it only as far as St. Lucia. It was on the Barbados-St. Lucia leg of the trip that the captain was lost. This tragedy, reported on this day, July 16, 1952, was a huge blow to the seafaring community here in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean. Another experienced seaman had perished on an island-to-island schooner vessel that served the region well with food and fuel.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.